Man, it feels like it's been so long, but it's only been two weeks. But man, we've got some actually really good stuff to talk about because a lot's happened in these last, especially these last freaking 48 hours have been kind of crazy. So we've got some great guests with us tonight. It's just a hell of a way to kick off season four, buddy, of Out of Your Falcon Mind. And look at you, freaking cut off, ready to go.
Johnny Yates done got me in the gym. I'm getting protein. I'm getting sleep. I'm eating good. I had 10 pounds of muscle in a few months, man.
Hey, let's go. And welcome in, folks. It is episode 160 freaking four of Out of Your Falcon Mind, Atlanta Falcons podcast, fan cast, whatever. My name is John, your host, joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Cottrell. As always, buddy, how you doing, man?
I'm feeling great, man. It feels like the last time we did a show was 2017.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, we were on with Aaron, you know, 2 weeks, or Aaron was on with us, you know, 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And then I did a show with Birdo on Monday, which was awesome. I love, you know, mm-hmm. anytime we get a chance, you know, you were out of town, you were in South Carolina. So, you know, we had that show. But yeah, man, I'll be honest, dude, it's just been, it was a good break because I was really tired of just talking about like what might happen and mm-hmm. the quarterback situation. And like, we'd already said what we said about a quarterback situation. Like, there's only so much mm-hmm. you can say, man. Like, you know, like, I'm gonna be honest,
it's always a great feeling to take a break from social media of all that calls of like posting, of looking at it, of logging in, yeah. Just to take a break and like even from the show, it's just a good thing. I got to wander a little bit. I got to spend time with my girlfriend. I've had long walks with the dog, like 2 hour walks. I'm living it up.
I love it. And I'm coming like, obviously I'm in my office tonight because here's the situation. Liam, my son's practice got pushed back. So the time changed. So basically Liam took Amanda to practice. I'm sorry. Amanda took Liam to practice. Amanda doesn't play baseball. She is a woman. She's an adult woman. Anyway, the 5 month puppy is walking around here somewhere. So, you know, the best case scenario, he sleeps the entire time. Worst case scenario, he knocks over shit and it's going to be a disaster. But hey, we're going to hope that it's the best case scenario that works out. So,
and I just want to warn y'all, I am very hungry. I haven't eaten. I have pizza on deck. I will be eating during the show. I'm hungry. I will try to get through it as fast as I can, but just bear with
me. I love it. All right. Well, enough talking to them. Let's get our guest on, man.
Let's go.
Mr. James. Let's get Mr. Matt on, man. Hey,
Matt. What up, boys?
We got glad the boys in the building. Back. We got the boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. That's right.
Last time I saw you,
play baseball, John. She doesn't play baseball.
No, she doesn't. She's a if she watches, she's like, "What the hell is wrong with you?" Like, forcing like Liam took me. Liam drove me to practice. But yeah, no. Anyway, so we'll start this off by y'all are like, "Who the hell is the Bless Your Heart Boys?" So they have a fantastic podcast they just started, and yes, Matt and I met. And 8U baseball, our sons happened to play on the same travel team. They actually happened to share the same birthday. His eldest son, actually, and my son.
The same birthday.
That's right. Oh, so wow. That was 5 years. How is that 5 years ago? That
I don't
insane.
Know, bro. I have no clue. Yeah. The time just goes.
That's crazy. Yeah. But anyway, that's how Matt and I met. And of course, I met James through Matt. And huge Falcons fans, huge Atlanta sports fans, huge 311 fans, which, you know, that resonates with myself and Mike too. Yes, Mike from 311. But we had to have them on, man, to talk. Especially this is like the perfect time. This is our first episode of season 4. We always start the season basically with the new league years and we start our new show season. So officially this is season 4. So yeah. But anyway, man, first before we even go, man, tell the folks what y'all's podcast is about and what y'all do.
Yes, sir.
So James and I, we've been best friends for golly. Facebook will tell you 15 years, but it's been 20. So he was my first boss in recruiting. So we're business partners. We've got a recruiting company that we work, Standout Resources Group. And so we find people for organizations all over the nation. So we've been best friends forever, but we're Georgia born and bred, man. I mean, he went to Sprayberry High School. I went to North Cobb High School. We've grown up here in the Atlanta area. And just the podcast started out just being just some good old boys that wanted to talk Atlanta, family, friendship, just good old stuff. And so we push out a lot of things from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, just some nonprofit stuff, but just stuff just talking about friendship and, you know, just hanging out and a lot of Atlanta sports. So it just made sense. You know, we don't just talk about the Falcons, but we know a lot about it and we love it. And we're born and bred Atlanta. So here we are. James, what you think, bro?
Yeah, and the last time we were on a podcast together, Desmond Ridder could possibly be our starting quarterback, which is not going to happen anymore. That is a beautiful thing. Yeah, same thing. You know, we put the podcast together. We talked about it for, gosh, 4 or 5 years, John. You know, just kind of, let's get together. Let's do something. You know, let's talk about, you know, the metro Atlanta area. Both of us went to KSU. And, of course, you know, Kennesaw State's been on a huge come up, a lot of stuff going on. You know, the football program's going to Division One, all that kind of stuff. So we had KSU in common, both, you know, glutton for punishment Falcons fans, been through it all together. And I was like, hey, let's put a podcast together. Let's talk about, you know, our family, our friends, a bunch of foolishness, whatever else is going on. And, you know, we end up talking about the other F is the Falcons. We talk about the Falcons a lot. So good to be on the show, and thank you all for having us, man. This is awesome.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, we got pictures of sitting in the – we don't call it the man cave. We call it the Garage Mahal at my house. Right. We were hanging out at the garage.
Mahal. That's a good
Garage
one.
Mahal.
Yeah. Hey, that's I love it.
And we were sitting at my house. He lived – he just so happened to live like three doors down. And we were sitting there, and that Niners game, man, just kicked us out. And we're sitting there just head down like, golly. Jessica, my wife, comes out. Takes a picture, snaps it to the right. That's like our all-time worst moment of life, just watching the Falcons game, man. But anyway,
And people, you know, people forget about that game. You know, we were up
to
halftime. Yeah. We were cruising. Everything was looking good. Kaepernick was the QB back
bro.
Then. We were looking so good, and we just – another one we blew.
Julio gets hurt, and it all goes to hell.
Yep. Golly!
So, yeah, been a lot of pain, but been a lot of fun, too. So,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, no, that's just what comes with the territory. Hold on.
Hey, John, I just want to say that, and here's why it's a great podcast. Because if the viewers of this podcast, if y'all think we go off the rails, they go off the rails every single show. Like, just like us. Every single show goes off the rails. So, that's why you got to watch.
Yeah, well, dude, when they first got it, and I bought 2 or 3 episodes in, when I plugged them on the show, the best way I could say it was like, it'll just make you feel good. Like, it'll make you feel good. It'll make you laugh. It'll make you smile. So, like, if you need to, like if y'all are here, if y'all are subscribed to our show, which if you are, much appreciated, pop over to Bless Your Heart Boys, give them a subscription.
Help that keep
growing. You know, we've even discussed possibly some Brave stuff in the future. So, y'all might want to keep an eye on that. Possibly, yeah.
Pork chops. Possibly anything.
Possibly anything. So
you gotta go over there and see it.
Absolutely. Yeah. So make sure you. And look, if y'all said,
we're excited to be here for y'all, man. This is gonna be a fun time. We planned this like
perfectly
3 weeks ago,
and
we had no idea what was in front of boys.
No, we just said, please God, have something to talk about, because I did not want to come up here and be like,
to talk about
so
no more rumors. Right.
No more rumors. I mean, there's still a few rumors, but not as bad.
Man.
But chat, I love y'all, and I'm going to shout you out in a second. Thanks for showing up tonight. I'm going to try to get in there as much as I can. If I can't, y'all know why, because, you know, we can't be on here for 4 hours. So, but let's will, like I said, let me get in there real quick. Hopefully, buddy. What's up, man?
Hopefully, what up?
Good to see you, dude. Millie Mills, and in the beginning of the show, Millie. I love it, dude. What's going on? Hopefully, said I'm going to have to sell all my Ritter rookie cards. Man, yeah.
What up,
dude?
Adrian, what up?
The Mexican
Falcon. I love it, buddy. I love it.
Mel, I appreciate that, man. Appreciate it. Crazy 48 hours, brother. Father Mullet.
Father Mullet, that's my man.
What's going on, Father? Chris, what's going on, man? Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you.
Thank you, buddy.
Travis, man, it's been a hell of a couple of weeks, buddy. We're here. I appreciate that on 1500, man. Ant, appreciate you, buddy.
Ant, what up?
Midas, what's going on, dude?
Midas, what up?
We got Roe, Reggie, Jamal, what's going on? Man, Alberto, buddy.
What's going on,
buddy? Good to see you.
Alberto, what up?
Always, buddy. Always. All right. So, obviously, guys, a few things have happened, and like I was refreshing Twitter, it seemed like every 5 minutes. Because, if you don't know what's happening and what's going on. I text all you guys whenever we got Kirk, and I was like, dude, you know, this is happening. And then today, when they traded Ridder, I was actually on the phone with Big Low, And Lowe's like, John, it's like, they just traded Ritter to Arizona for Rondell. I was like, what? No way. He said, yeah. I was like, wow. Okay. And and I literally just read, like, there was rumors that he might be traded. And then, like, 5 minutes later, he was traded. So that was wild. But we'll get into it, man. Matt, we'll start with you, buddy.
What's up?
What did you want at quarterback before? Like, was Kirk, like, your plan A? Or did you want to go up and draft one of these guys if possible? Or, like, what did you – or did you just say, like, hell with it, I just want somebody better?
I want somebody better. Like, that's all I'm saying. That was it. That was it. And so we talk about bringing back the hometown boy or whatever it might be. But I just – we had to have better. So I was like, we're going to go to the draft, but that just doesn't seem to work well for us. So I'm like, let's please not do that route. But I'm excited about where we ended up, man. I mean, when you look at that press conference yesterday, I mean, I watched it late last night. I was texting James and I'm like, man, did you watch this yet? And he's like, I haven't watched it yet. I'm hanging out with the ladies, you know, the daughter and the wife. And he sent me a message and he's like, I think I'm in love. And I'm like, yes, let's go. You know? And so I'm like, I'm excited about where we were. Cause I mean, I knew that we were going at it hot and heavy and it was in the background, but I mean, the fact that we ended up with it and we ended up getting it, like doing what we say we're gonna do and make it happen, man, kudos, let's go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's where I'm at.
Absolutely. James, what about you, buddy?
You know, I think what really excited me about Kirk Cousins was the fact that, you know, we picked the target and we actually hit it this time. You know, we had our kind of our Deshaun Watson, you know, kind of courtship. Then we kind of had the whole, you know, hey, let's go after, you know, several other free agents that have been out there and whatever else. I mean, there's been conversations about all kinds of top flight quarterbacks, but we actually went out. Kirk was our target and we got him. I was kind of hoping or thinking, you know, of course, Lamar Jackson last year, but I was thinking about, you know, going after, you know, Justin Fields from Kennesaw, played football here, high school ball here. I really thought that was going to be the Falcons' play. You know, I thought they had enough trade capital. They could, you know, trade a third rounder or whatever else and get him over. And that was going to be a step up from Ritter. But then I started looking at his numbers, guys. I started digging into his numbers last year. And I'm like, man, like he was just barely a tick better than Ritter was, honestly. I mean, if you just look at, like, you know, his ability to throw, his completion percentage. I mean, you know, certainly Ritter had more turnovers. But I honestly didn't think that we were going to be able to pry Cousins away from Minnesota. I mean, if you watch the quarterback on Netflix last year, I mean, it looked like he was pretty ingrained in that Minnesota family and going to be a Viking for a while.
Yeah.
But, man, I mean, there was enough pulling him here. You know, his wife's family's from here. You know, his in-laws spends the summers here. And we got him. And, guys, I think it's a win. You know, I was telling John and I text each other quite a bit about the Falcons or whatever. You know, it's real similar to going back to 2021. You know, we had Matt Ryan. He was kind of an aging quarterback. We decided to go ahead and cut him, let him go. Then we went out. We drafted Ritter. We brought Mariota in to start in 2022. Look how that went. That didn't go good at all. You know, then we start Ritter, you know, next year. And Ryan, of course, was pretty much cooked when he went to Indianapolis. So are we treading that water, fellas? Are we getting Kirk kind of banged up a little bit too much? I don't know. I still think there's plenty in the tank. I think it's a home run. The way we structured it, Fontenot structured it great. I think it's a win, and I'm glad we actually hit our target this time. That's where I'm
100%.
At.
And, Michael, I'm going to get you in a second. We're right now in a second. But, yeah, well, you just said the structure of it. Yeah, and if anybody doesn't know, so obviously, you know, the deal came out $180 million, 4 years. And everybody's like, what the hell, $180 million? That's way too. So if you look at it, it's $90 million guaranteed over the first 2 years. And so if we need an out after the third, we can do it. There'll be some dead cap. It won't be like this monstrous dead cap, but there'd be some dead cap. Now, Kirk in his press conference, and we'll get to a few things he said in his press conference, but he said he wants to retire a Falcon, which if that's the case, that means he's playing out this full 4-year contract. He even said in an interview that possibly this may not be his only contract with the Falcons, but that's, you know, and which is insane to think, because he'd be 40 years old signing another contract. But hey, like I said on the, you know, a little reaction show the other night, you know, I mean, 40s new 20, man. Like, people playing into their 40s now, and as long as you can take care of your body and your arm doesn't go to mush, then you can keep doing that. But either way, if that happens, we have a great problem. That means that we've had some success. Mm-hmm. We're contending for a Super Bowl. We maybe even won a damn Super Bowl. Who knows? But, right. Like, I'm cool with that if that happens, you know. But the like I said, the best thing is we basically 2 years, $100 million. If we got to have an out, we have an out. And we'll talk about the draft too, how basically all these moves we've made in the last few days is going to affect maybe our draft position. Mike, what did you, we know what you want to do with quarterback, but I mean, what did you think when the news came down?
You know, I said, you already know I'm trying to go get Matty Ice back, and you have to send me that cup now, Matt. You have to email me the cup back. So we're going to start there. But
Man,
I love that cup, buddy. I absolutely love that cup. Man, I need that from you. So listen, I was not happy with the Kirk Cousins thing, and I had to think about it. Like, to me, it's like I didn't want to pay him that amount of money. He's been hurt. And to me, he hasn't. He chokes when the lights are on. He does not play well every time the lights are on. And I wanted a dude that was young, who was going to stay here for 10 plus years, who could run, who could throw it all the way downfield. I was really thinking, man, we need a franchise guy that's going to blow everybody's mind and be fast. But I'll be honest, he's the best available option by far. He was the best. So I'm all behind Terry and I'm all behind my team. And it's just like this, man. As soon as we get him, I may not want him, but the minute he put on that red and black, I'm 100%. I'm not criticizing. I don't care about the injury. I am 100% like Super Bowl. We going to the Super Bowl and we going undefeated and we breaking all type of records. I'm thinking Super Bowl now. But Kirk, I'm going to be honest, it's the same way Taylor and Dez. You got to prove it to everybody, man. It's a lot of people that talk shit about you. It's a lot of people that don't think you that competent, that you a stat stuffer, that you play well. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it don't count, Kirk got to prove it, and Kirk got every weapon available to prove it. You have no excuse. You came into the perfect situation. He's not that mobile, but Kirk is in the perfect situation. And all we need was a competent
quarterback. Blank wants to win now. Blank wants to win.
Yeah. And I'm gonna be honest. I think we are clearly we going to the playoffs. But Kirk has to prove that when the game is on the line, when the lights are on, that you can be elite when the lights are on. I think that's what we need to see. And if he buckled that, it was a great waste of money, right? But I don't think he's gonna buckle it. And I think he got every weapon. And I trust in Terry. He's smarter than me, man. He ain't steered me astray yet. He ain't steered me wrong. So I don't ever agree with him. But then he always proved me wrong. So I'm not going against Terry. I'm not going against Kirk. As long I just don't want nobody in number two. If he put on number two, I'm gonna hate the man. But not wearing number two, I'm his biggest fan. I'm ready to go to Super Bowl. If they break number two out, I'm gonna burn the stadium down.
No, they're already fighting over number eight, though. They already over number eight.
No, I think that's done.
So who got eight?
Pitts has eight right now. But we don't know.
Oh, we don't know. Okay.
So basically, if y'all don't know, Pitts contacted Kirk like 2 weeks ago and was like, yo, like, we need you down here in Atlanta, which is hilarious. It also, so they started talking about the number, and Kirk was like, man, you know, if you want it, like, I'll be a good teammate. That's fine. I can pick up their number. That's cool. And he's like, but if you want to come off of it, I'll make sure to pay. You know, I'll pay you substantially for it. Whatever.
You got the money.
But Kyle said he didn't need money. He just needed targets. That's all he wanted. Targets.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good deal. Great deal, Kyle.
So and Kyle may go back to 84, which is what he wore at Florida. You know, that's a possible thing there too. But I mean, like, yeah, Mike, everything that you said, you know, and I talked about it before, like. Yeah, he was the safest thing, even with the Achilles, because he's an older guy who doesn't run that much. Now, if he was an explosive running quarterback, then I'd be kind of worried about the Achilles.
Yeah.
But there's not going to be any design runs for Kirk. You know, if he's running, it's because he's running for his life, you know. So, I mean, like, that's why. But he feels confident about it. We've talked about it before. The Achilles is not something you typically see torn twice in the same leg. It can happen, but it's super rare. Braves fans, I know y'all freak out because it's Soroka did it. Y'all watch Soroka do it. And that's scary, but it's just that's just a freak occurrence, man. Like, he has a better chance of blowing an ACL, somebody falling on him and cracking his rib or something like that, than him really tearing his ACL or his Achilles again next year.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about that. But
y'all spoken into existence now. I want y'all to clip that and
falls
on him. Absolutely not.
Stop it.
Cut it out.
Johnny Yates spoke it up.
But I thought, like, you know, and whether if they wanted to move up in the top three and get one of those quarterbacks, to me, them going after Kirk either said, number one, they never wanted to do that, or they did, and they found out that those teams weren't moving off those picks. Yep. And we just saw Sam Howell got traded to the Seahawks today, which definitely means they are going 100% going quarterback with their pick. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the Bears are. I'm sure the Patriots are. So, yeah, there's no chance of us moving up in the top to get one of those top three guys. I wasn't comfortable with going McCarthy or Penix at eight and drafting like – and getting like a Brissett or something like that for a – I don't want to do that again. So, like mm-hmm. – you know what Kirk is. The man was on an MVP tear last year before his Achilles goes, and was having the season of his life. And, yeah, he had good weapons. He's got, like you said, Mike, he's got good weapons here. We're going to talk about some of the ones he's already added in a few minutes too. So, I mean, I'm excited, man. I'm pumped.
I mean, I like what Mike had to say about, you know, the young quarterback that maybe we get through the draft that's going to be with us for the next 10 to 12 years. So in my mind, I was thinking, you know, let's do everything we can to get Jaden Daniels. I think he's electric. He would fit the culture here. There would be a lot of excitement around him. The fan base would really get around him. He's a great kid, too. So I was thinking he had all the tools. Was he completely ready? I don't know. But, you know, we had to go get somebody to win now. Matt just said Blank wants to win right now, fellas. Yep. He is absolutely right. Blank's 115 years old. We got to get some wins.
Yeah.
We got to get it now. So Kirk gives us that chance, you know. You're right. He's choked in big moments. He's won a few games he probably shouldn't have. But, you know, look, he can deliver the football. And mm-hmm. he makes quick decisions. And we've got the weapons, Mike, like you said. I think it's going to be a good season. We'll see how it goes. But, again, as John also mentioned, the cap hit is not going to be super devastating. If it doesn't work out after a year or two, we move on. You know, we're no worse for wear. I think Cousins gives us that chance. I do.
Yeah, you look at the defense we have, and we're going to add to it, even though we're striking out on like every edge we're trying to get right now, which is, you know, kind of irritating. But that could be what we do at eight. You don't know. But I still think we'll probably end up drafting a quarterback this year. It might be in later rounds, you know, which is fine, you know, because, I mean, it could be. It could be Spencer Rattler. It could be, you know, name your late round quarterback that, you know, it could, who knows? I mean, but more than likely there'll be somebody because we do only have two quarterbacks in the room right now. And we'll get to, you know, obviously Dez getting traded in a second too. But I mean, he said in his press conference basically, and we'll just run through that real quick. Just a few things. We asked about the Pitts thing. Obviously, you know, James, you mentioned his family being here, or it's his in-laws being here, you know, living in Alpharetta. His dad, his father-in-law, huge Falcons fan. It's what's funny to me. He talked to Drew Brees about Terry Fontenot.
I know. That was wild.
And Brees gave him like, oh, he's the man. So Brees is giving it to the Saints, man, which is, I love to see it.
Mm-hmm. All day.
Oh, yeah. And
FTS, boys. FTS.
Right. And you know, he basically, you know, he said, look, when the owner, the GM, the head coach, quarterbacks all on the same page, that's the best chance to win a Super Bowl. And he felt like 100% like that was the case. You know, he'd worked with Raheem in Washington. He talked about Raheem being a DB coach and coming down the hallway and getting in the QB room. And he never saw that before. He never saw it again when he left. But it just says a lot about Raheem, like trying to just learn everything, offense, defensively, just trying to get his head in the game. You know, and that's when McVay was there and Shanahan was there and LaFleur was there and McDaniels was there. I mean, like all these great minds, dude. So just awesome. And like I said he wanted to retire a Falcon. And even though this is his first ever major injury and his first ever surgery in his life, you know, he said this just it was different getting sitting back. Watching as a different perspective, and he thought it was actually good for him because he could, you know, he wasn't involved in the game like he had been for the last 12 years. Well, hell, longer than that, even college and high school. And he actually had to sit back, watch a game, get a different perspective, a different appreciation for it. So, like, all that, man, like, it's, yeah, I mean, it's not, you never want to think an injury is a good thing, but in this case, maybe it was kind of like something for him that, you know, kind of wakes him up and, like, man, I got to take advantage of this opportunity I have, especially with these guys I'm going to have in Atlanta. So, anything else on Kirk before we move on? Anybody else?
That's a good point. The window's closing. That's a good point. The window's closing.
Yeah.
You got to get it now. The only thing I'd say is I liked how he was talking about continuity. Yeah. You know, the press conference, talking about how he's going to get to know the guys. He's going to look at their film. He's going to watch what they're capable of. He's going to make sure he sees how they break. And I mean, it was just a really well laid out, you know, press conference. And I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be good.
Exactly. Aaron, well, no, April, what's up?
before we move on.
And all the things that are good in life, we can do this online and hear everybody. Why in these press conferences can we not hear the questions that are being asked from the back of the room? You know what I mean? I mean, like, just put a microphone to somebody. You know what I mean? Hey, it's just unbelievable.
Give me closed caption. I'll even take that.
I mean, you got the Falcons mic, you got the NFL mic, and then you can't hear nobody. I mean, you got my boy from the AJC sitting there going like, hey, bro, so like, give me a percentage, Kirk, on how you feel on getting into and Kirk goes, and I had no idea what question he asked, but Kirk goes, well, I mean, a percentage I can't give you about how I feel. If I had to go into the game right now, if I had to drop back step and make a good throw, I could do that. If it came out of the pocket, I might have a little bit of issue, but I'll see you in September. And I was good with that. But I mean, like, the coolest thing about that whole, it was all business, man. It was all business. He came out, and even my son Keegan comes down the stairs, and he goes, ooh, is that Kirk? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, he looked good in red. But I'm like, yeah.
Chris, I do want to tell everybody this, and please just hear me out. Regardless of who you wanted at quarterback, man, we had 100 different ways we could have went. I know everybody wanted something different. It's almost like the president. Once he elected, it's over. It's elected. Right. Just stand in support now. That's all. It's over. So I understand that we got to make content and speak on it. But like to be whining about it, he's the starting quarterback. It's already over. So let's all get behind Kirk and let's go to the Super Bowl.
Let's go, baby.
Love it.
So
we also make a few. Well, let's talk about a few guys that left. So Akuda goes to the Texans, which signs a 1-year deal there, which good for Akuda. I mean, hopefully he can stay healthy for a freaking season. And that was just, I mean, that was just, unfortunately, he just can't fight that this injury bug just keeps following him around, you know, wherever he goes. And that's a good fit over there. The Texans defense is going to be disgusting, the guys they've added. Of course, they added Danielle Hunter, who we were trying to get. And there was a rumor that we offered 3 years, $75 million. But Houston offered basically the same money, but no state tax in Texas. I think he's from Texas, so that kind of helped him go with that. You know, Will Anderson's there, D'Amico Ryan. I get it. I know why that makes sense. I got it. But still sucks because we'd have loved to have him. But and then CP, man. CP tweeted today, you know, it's been real Atlanta. That hurts my heart because, dude, I mean, CP has been just a hell of a dude here on the team and just a hell of a guy to have on the team. So, but we did, I guess, I mean, we signed Ray McLeod, right, from San Francisco. Been returning punts, been returning kicks for the last 4 years, averaging 9.9 yards a game. He's 27 years old, 5 foot, 1080 yards, 2-year deal up to $6 million. So, you know, that kind of pretty much said CP's pretty much done with. Not to mention Rondell Moore can do stuff out of the backfield as well. He's ran out of the backfield with Arizona before, so he can kind of do some of that, you know, if you want to call him that Joker type stuff that, you know, Arthur said we were going to do with him, but we never did with him, you know, that type of stuff. You know, it made sense. But other than that, man, so we signed Charlie Warner, who I was like, what the, who the hell is Charlie Warner? That was my first reaction. I was like, who's Charlie Warner now? Oh, yeah, he's so tight end from San Francisco, went to UGA, your prototypical blocking tight end. Like, he was, I think he was number 2 in PFF rated blocking last year. So, I mean, just, and if, look, man, if y'all watched last year and you don't appreciate a good blocking tight end after what we saw last year with some of this stuff, then y'all going to be happy with this guy because he gets his – freaking hands dirty, like he just a phenomenal blocker, and we have to get him catching the ball a little bit because we don't want to be so obvious. Like if Charlie's in the you know in the lineup, then we're gonna be running the ball type of thing. But you know if we do anything like the Rams did with like I think it was 20 or 21, they ran a lot of 2 tight end sets. So I mean that could be with Pitts, you know, and we don't even know how they see Pitts yet. You know, Pitts could be lined up more outside like he has been with us. Maybe he is more lined up inside. Who knows? But either way, he had a 3-year, $12 million deal, $6.5 million guaranteed, only $2.5 million cap hit this year with a possible out next year with a dead cap hit of only $2 million. So if things don't work out this year, you know, but he seems kind of like, and Aaron Freeman said it on his podcast on Locked On Falcons, probably that new Parker Hesse type of guy, you know, like, you know, the guy that kind of goes unheard of, unseen, but, you know, does a ton of work in the run game, you know, and look, even if he's in there in the passing game, we got to keep Kirk upright. So, like, that's gonna be important too. Darnell Mooney was the big signing, right? Wide receiver 2.
Yeah.
And one of the guys I covered on our wide receiver video, 3 years, $39 million, 26 guaranteed. which seemed like a lot of, initially, but you got to look at the guaranteed money and you got to look how they break it down before you really just start reacting, right? So it's 7.5, only 7.5 hit this year. That's it. So 14.5 next year with a potential out in 26 if you need it. Within, we would eat $5 million. So again, not huge loss in case we have to get, you know, out of it. So 5'11", 175. He's a 4.38 guy. So we got some speed in this dude. He can catch the ball. He got injured a little bit last year. Had 1,000 yards a few years ago. They changed offensive styles. Didn't really do as well. He's had, you know, Fields there has been up and down. We know we've talked about Fields. Oh, we should say something about Fields too. We were all good, I think, with if they wanted to go Fields, we were good with it because we that's fine. We could, but the only thing with Fields was, now we said it before, you're betting on the potential of Fields. You still haven't seen what he can be yet. Mm-hmm. You know, like you've seen him get a little bit better with as they added pieces around him, but. If you're Raheem and you're this staff and you're Arthur Blank, it's not the time to bet on potential, man. Not when you've got these pieces on offense, you've got a good defense. Like you, that's why it made more sense to go Kirk. And I meant to say that earlier when we were talking about it, but that's the only thing. So I still think Justin can be a good quarterback. You put him around in the right system. I think he can be fine. Like I said, if he'd have been here, all right, let's go Justin. Let's do it. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I get it. So with Mooney, like I said, he can play the slot. He can play outside. He can do either one. The only thing with him playing slot, he is not, you know, slot guys, sometimes they're expected to block down on the edges or expected to block down on linebackers. Mm-hmm. He ain't that big. He going to get thrown mm-hmm. around by some of those guys. Now, Darnell mm-hmm. Mooney, and somebody said it in the chat. I'm sorry, not Darnell Mooney. We got Rondale Moore, right, in the trade for Ritter. I think it was Rowe said it somewhere in here. The dude's 180 pounds. I got to find it. But he squats like 600 pounds. So we can line him up with a squat. We can line him up in the slot, and he can block down guys all day long, even at that weight. You know, it's all about leverage when it comes to blocking, man. So long as you got that base and you can get up under somebody's pads, mm-hmm. you can block. So, yeah, that's huge. And that dude is a 4.29 guy. So we're talking about, like, speed we haven't had on the team in a long time. And, like, I love the big receivers, and we still need to go out and probably get another bigger receiver. But, dude, we've needed speed at receiver and just in general on this team for so damn – like, Arthur Smith was killing me with these big slow dudes. Like, I mean, I love Drake London, too. Like, he's great to have on there. But, man, we needed speed in the worst way.
Get Matt, what you say about it? Get downfield, baby. Get downfield.
Yeah, I mean, Darnell gives us that chance to take that shot. You know, I mean, last year, you know, we didn't really have that guy. I mean, we just didn't have that guy that could really, really get down the field and, you know, let it go. Ritter, of course, not really being capable to let it go. But Kirk Cousins, one of the most accurate down the field quarterbacks there are. I think that was the attraction for Kirk and Darnell was the fact that he's seen him play in Chicago, divisional kind of rival, and knows he can get open downfield. And Kirk is really, really accurate. So I think he was the number one most accurate quarterback downfield last year before he got hurt. So that's a nice pairing. And Kirk wanted him. So we went and got him. And I think that's a good signing. I think it's going to be good next year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then so the trade for Ritter, we're not going to crap on Ritter, man. We've said all we need to say about Ritter. Like, there's no need for it. You know, like we all know we watched the season. You know, like he was probably thrown in there too fast. He wasn't ready. You know, the system did not help him. We've talked about that. I mean, like Arthur's system can work, but there he needs to have a really good. We thought and we were told an average quarterback can operate this just fine. And, you know, with the weapons we have, we'll be good to go. Well, that didn't happen. Ritter didn't play average. He played below, you know, bottom three of the league. And it just didn't work, you know? So like, I'm happy for Ritter. He gets another chance to just wipe the slate clean, get a fresh start, back up Kyler Murray. Cool, man. Go do your thing, man. And that's fine. Like, you know, but to get back Rondale Moore, I thought was amazing because we filled a need with it. We filled a need with it. And I mean, Moore, like I said, he hasn't lived up to kind of what they hoped he would be in that offense. But again, you put him in a new offense, you get him in a new, you know, a new scheme. You don't know what can happen. Like I said, that type of speed. I mean, you you can't teach the speed. You watch the Miami Dolphins, man. Like watch those guys just run rings around folks. Like, you know, that stuff, that's game changing type stuff. So hopefully Rondale can be that guy. Cause literally, man, he's $1.6 million this year and that's it. And he's an unrestricted free agent at the end of the year. So if we want to bring him back, cool. But man, what a hell of a trade, man.
That's a great trade. And he's playing for his job. I mean, it's great. And you know, it's rare that you see a player for player trade like that. It doesn't happen very often. So
I thought maybe a draft pick, but yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I do want to say this about Dez. I think it was both. I think if we all being honest, it was both. If you don't see that, I don't think you being real with your eyeballs. Like the coach and the team did not help that man at all. He was also ass. These things are both true. He was also trash. And these things combined are a horrific mix. It's like peeing and shitting on yourself at the same time. You're gonna have a bad night. But I will say this: if you was a fan of the man or not, you gotta hope he go over there and absolutely kill it and prove us all wrong. Like, man, and he is more than capable, man. He got the gifts. He just got to put it together. So I wish the man. I did not like him at all, but I wish that man prove me wrong and prove everybody else wrong, and he go over there and kill it, man.
I totally agree. I mean, there's no reason for us not to wish him well. I hope he goes out, has a great career, is serviceable, makes a bunch of money, which he probably will.
Yeah. You know,
but again, what did we expect from a third-round QB playing with a bunch of first-rounders? I don't understand what the expectation was. It was unfair to him. And Arthur Smith did not put him in a position to win, fellas. He just didn't. No. So, you know, good luck to him, man. I wish him all the luck. Well, he is such a great dude.
Yeah,
he's a great dude.
In a better situation, he's going to be utilized better. He got a much better chance over there than he would ever have here. So, you got to wish him well, man. I hope he crushed. And he might crush it with a new coach in a new system if you get to play. He might crush it. It just didn't work here. So, you can't dislike him as a person. He didn't do nothing that he tried his best, man. It just didn't
work
out.
Sit behind a quarterback that probably fits his scheme better. I mean, he may show out and just run.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, who knows? Yep.
100%.
Man, we played him next year, John?
Cardinals? I don't think so.
Okay. It would be hilarious.
That
would be.
That'd be fire.
Kirk's going to light him up.
He'll probably throw for four touchdowns and 450 yards on us, and we all be like,
man,
I'll turn it off right now.
Dude, that's now look, that happens. Y'all come back on Mike's ass for that.
Yeah,
so,
right.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah.
So,
I really do wish Dez the best, and I was not a fan at all, but you got to be happy that he got another job. And he's very capable of crushing it, man. So go Dez. Yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you know, it's like the folks that thought he should get a chance next year, like that just wasn't going to happen. Not with a new coach. Yeah. You didn't see enough from him. And it's like you saw spurts. You saw like a short, like, dude, the game we were at, the Houston game, he played really well.
Man,
you know, but it was just
a game.
Yeah, man. You were like, oh, okay, he can do this, you know, but it was just too little far, you know, too much in between. It was not consistent enough, and you know, like James said, he just wasn't set up for success either. So it was just a combination of both things, and it wasn't going to, you know, if you're Raheem, you're not doing that, man. You're going to go get a much more sure thing. So it just made sense. And then we re-signed Ryan Wenzel.
We need a backup, right?
Good point. So Taylor's still on this damn roster, and
so we put Matt at number two. Matt number two, Taylor number three. You can't lose. Super Bowl, buddy.
Bring him home. Bring him home.
Bring him home.
Yeah. So that's probably not going to happen. But I think actually you saw that Matt, he's probably going to retire, like officially retire pretty soon.
Yeah, it came out with that. Yeah.
Next week.
Like next week. Yeah.
He held out long enough, and we picked up Kirk, and he's like, I guess they ain't going
to
call me.
Yeah.
I mean, we'd have to hire. We'd have to hire
screen.
Golly!
We would have the most geriatric QB in the NFL.
It really would.
And walk in smelling like icy hot in that locker room, man.
But when that 2-minute drill come, hey, Matt, come on.
Let's go.
He's scoring a touchdown. Just save him for the 2-minute drills. That's it.
Yeah, right.
Mike, how many times this last season did you say, man, I just wish I had Maddie back in the game? I mean, like.
Oh, that's. Dog, you know, listen, I try to tell everybody, I know we all know he's good, and I don't mean to go off on a Matt Ryan, but I'll do this every time I feel like it. Matt Ryan's greatest gift, if y'all was paying attention, and that 2-minute drill, it was just like cool when he walk on the field, and you almost like, oh yeah, it's guaranteed, and when he missed, it shocked you. Matt Ryan was so good at that 2-minute drill, you almost knew that we was at least going to kick a field. He was going right down. And with the no huddle, he's the greatest quarterback I've ever seen with no huddle. It was guaranteed.
We all remember that first pass when he first came on the team, and it just got gone. And like,
no, he's the GOAT of no huddle, like two-minute drill. Dog, I love John Elway. I love John Elway for all due respect. But Matt Ryan is the greatest two-minute drill I've ever seen in my life. He's a GOAT.
Poured out for
Matty Ice.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Sorry, John. I didn't mean to interrupt with a Matty Ice, man. But hey, it is out of your Falcon mind.
I think about Matt all the time. I think about Matt Ryan all the time. I don't think he gets enough.
He wakes up thinking about him. He's like, man.
You gotta think about
Matt all the time.
I have to exchange numbers.
I couldn't sleep last night thinking about Matt Ryan. It just happens. I mean, bottom line, I mean, he doesn't get enough love, man. The guy was absolutely incredible for us. It was like we made the playoffs. It was like no big deal. We made the playoffs again. I mean, he was just seminal, man. He was the best quarterback we've ever had.
Yes.
I missed the guy.
The greatest Falcon of all time. I will be at the Ring of Honor ceremony crying like my kid is walking across the stage of high school. Never even met the man.
Never met him.
Until we finally get him on Out of Your Falcon Mind, then it'll be just
That's when we can get him. Yeah,
you're gonna be crying and like calling. You're gonna be a just this can be a disaster. Yeah,
but it will be the coolest episode ever.
Oh, totally.
Shout out to Matt. Come on the show, buddy.
I mean, I've already reached out to Sarah to see if we could make this happen, but yeah, I'm still waiting on that reply.
Let's go. She liked one of the videos, Matt.
She did.
Yeah.
There you go. Anyway, we did re-sign Ryan Neuzel, backup center. Good choice. He's good. And we re-signed Storm Norton today, right tackle, which is he did well when he came in last year. You know, like we were both nervous because we had the Bolt Bros on our show several times. You know, he came from the Chargers at one, you know, he was there for the Chargers for a while and they couldn't stand his ass because he was just terrible for him or for the Chargers. So did pretty well for us. So like, you know, and that's the thing, you know, like I'm pretty comfortable with our line, but you know, Bergeron is not a great pass blocker yet. Like he's a good run blocker. You know, Matthews is getting up in age. You know, McGarry obviously scares all of us to death when it comes to a speed rush or anything like that. I mean, like, so you know, we're not worried about Chris, but you know, the pass blocking definitely going to have to take a little step up because teams are going to have to respect our pass game for the first time in 3 years. So, which is twofold, right? Because we're going to have guys rushing. And we're going to have to protect a lot better. But also in the same sense, Bijan and Tyler should eat like a son of a gun from this offense. Because you can't, like I said before, how many times we saw 7-8 in the box these last 2 years? All the time.
But Kirk's because, got a quick release.
I know.
I mean, that's a nice thing about it.
Great point, exactly. John. I did not even think about that. Great point, buddy. They won't be able to put 8 in the box. That was the damn good point, John.
And like Matt said, he gets the ball out fast, and there's going to be, we don't know exactly what Zach Robinson's offense is going to look like. We have an idea because of Shanahan, because of McVay. We kind of like have a vague, you know. I'm sure he'll throw his own wrinkle into it, but I mean, you would expect it to be pretty similar. And Kirk even said, like, I think it's going to be fairly similar. I should be able to step right in and like take off. So
right.
I think we definitely need to address offensive line this draft, and here's why. You know, 2 years ago, we ran the football all over everybody. I mean, we were pushing guys off the front of the line. We were literally knocking guys 5 yards in the backfield. We were going, right? But last year, with the same offensive line, we didn't run the football very well last year. I don't know why. I don't know if it was the cadence of Ritter. Something was off, whatever. We just seemed to be late getting guys a nice hole or whatever. But we got to get some more people in the mix. You know, I think you're right, Jake Matthews. You know, man, I hope he holds up this year because we got a big investment back behind the center now. So definitely need some more depth. That's a good call, John. We got to get some depth in the offense.
Yeah. I mean, I don't. I wouldn't be upset if we took Joe Alt. I don't think he'll be there at 8. No, but if he was, like, I wouldn't be mad at all if you pull the trigger on your new left tackle for the next 12 years. I mean, that guy's a monster. So, I mean, like, I wouldn't hate that at all. But probably,
So, here's why I love you, buddy. You've made my night and you don't even know it. Like, I'm going to be saying, I've been over here thinking, I never even thought they couldn't put 8 in the box.
That's so stuck on it.
Vital. Like, no, I just imagine Bijan when you can't do that.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When you can't, you better not do it, Tyke.
Don't do it.
I never thought about that, John. That was a,
and now we have the speed of receivers as well.
Let's go. Let's go.
Anything is possible through Christ.
Anything is possible through Christ. We so going
it's
up.
Like having
going
Matt Ryan again, Mike.
Duh, I'm gonna tell you why I love it. When the offense is on the field next season, it'll be like brand new. It's not even like a continuation. We got new receivers. We got a new quarterback. Bijan is fairly new. Like the Kyle Pitts is gonna be used brand new now.
Yeah.
Like you gonna see a brand. It won't be like a gradual continuation of what was. You're gonna see a whole new team and a whole new product, and and a whole new result. I ain't even gonna say hopefully. You will see a whole new result. We will make the playoffs. We will go up Super Bowl next year. Year one.
Put it in existence, baby. Put it out there.
I love what Kirk Cousins said.
We will win the Super Bowl. 2025, we will win the Super Bowl.
Boom.
Love it.
I love what Kirk Cousins said in the press conference where he's like, look, every season starts out 0-0. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what happened last year. You have the best team in the world. Doesn't matter. They went 13-4 one year. Next year, he said they went 4-13, something like that. You got to earn it every single year. We're starting all over, fellas.
Yep.
We got a lot of the same characters, and we got a lot of talent. Hadn't been a used yet. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a fun year.
It's going to be fun.
Yes, sir.
We did re-sign Cadarell Hodge as well, which is a good re-signing, I think, because another fast guy. Yeah. He is 6'2", a little bit, you know, got some height on him. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess we can go ahead and get into the draft now. So, obviously, we didn't know we could predict all day long what we were going to do at 8, you know, before we made these signings, right? It was quarterback possibly, maybe receiver even with, you know, some of those guys like Malik Nabers out there and, you know, Rome from Azune, whatever the hell his name is, from Washington. I'm normally pretty good with that.
If we're going to talk about draft real quick, let me say something. Like ESPN just dropped it. Saquon Barkley to Eagles, Kirk Cousins to Atlanta Falcons. There's tampering that's possibly could come our way.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up.
And
too,
2 hours ago, it just dropped that we could possibly lose our first round draft pick if we talked to Kirk too soon, because he was not supposed to talk to anybody until 4 o'clock yesterday. So when he showed up all business like saying, "Hey, I talked to Pitts and I talked to this and I talked," they could come. I mean, Goodell could come down hard.
So he can talk to players, but I think where he screwed up. And I'm glad you brought this up. He talked to a trainer. So like, and that technically he wasn't supposed to talk to a trainer.
And if we lose that first round draft pick,
that will suck bad. Yeah.
That would suck.
Big time. So that's the only, and we don't, you know,
we don't know. It's all speculation. We don't know. I mean, when was the last time it happened? What was it? 2016 or something?
Patriots, like, right? I think it was the Patriots. I think that got the last one that happened. Anyway, but yeah, so that is a possibility. But you know, that's something that we'll know really fast because the draft is a month and a half away. So like that's something that's going to get that taken care of. We just got to cross our fingers and hope to hell that that doesn't happen.
Talking to Pitts though, I mean, unless Pitts was told by somebody from the front office to hit him up. I mean, I can sit here and hit you up all day long and be like, man, I can't wait to have you on board, whatever. But if the Falcons front office is like, hey, man, get after it. I mean, I don't see that happening. I mean,
yeah, I don't.
Falcons, if you're listening, tell them that's not what you said. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm
Gabriel
saying.
Gabriel said it'd only be a third or fourth and it'd be next year's draft.
And Kyle don't quit.
All right.
So that'd be great if that's that case. Because, yeah, I sure don't want to lose the – yeah, I surely don't want to lose the first round this year. But yeah, I mean, I think the legal rule is agents can speak to the teams after that legal chat. Like they can talk all day long. I don't know if it matters with the players because the players are going to text all the time with each other. I think it's either as long as management is not involved or anybody on the staff, which unfortunately includes a trainer. But you know, we know how this stuff can go. We know that this is not all maybe above board. So, like, if Blank goes to Goodell and they have a good conversation, maybe it's not as hard as it could be. Maybe, you know what I mean? Like, it could
– we know. Slide him that bag of money. It just fall out your pocket on the way out. I mean, oh, my God, I dropped something. Wow. You just keep walking.
It could be that way. It could be that way. But so we'll go with the possibility that we are going to draft at eight. Before we do that, real quick, let's jump back in the chat, say hey to a few other folks, man, because I don't want to leave people out. DJ, what's up, buddy? DJ. Millie Mills said, I like the possibility of Josh Sweat trade from Philly. Me too, dude. That's the one guy that's, you know, that would be good. I'm all about that if we can actually pull that off, man. What's going on, Skin?
What up?
Back.com. Yeah, there we go. John, I appreciate you, buddy, man.
Thank you, man.
I would think we're looking at defense heavy draft. That's kind of what is going that way. Like I said, I would be surprised if it's a quarterback somewhere in there or an offensive lineman somewhere in there too. It kind of depends on, I guess, how we see this. But look, man, Marina says,
Mike, we going to the Super Bowl. Raheem here. We got a brand new coach. It's a whole new product. It's a whole new team.
Yep. Millie said, Philly stole Devin White from Tampa. He signed there earlier today. So that was good to see. Get them the hell out of our division. Smitty, what's up? And he said, Cousins is the right move. Times for this Falcons to take this team the next up. 100%.
We're going up.
Liam, what's up? I guess you are done with practice. Heading back home, man. Good. That's good to see you. April, do you think Terry will sign a big-time pass rusher? Sweat is pretty much one of the few things that's left to do for a trade. Everybody else is kind of signed. You know, it's like and Gabriel said one more and we'll get to, he said, I don't understand the Rath Cardinals would do that. He's not going to play. As long as Murray is upright, he's not going to play. If Murray gets hurt again, he might. Anyway, go ahead, James.
Well, John, with the Chargers keeping Khalil Mack, is there still a chance that they might cut Bosa?
I think Bosa just redigged his contract today. Okay. Restructured it. So that's out too.
That'll be the only one left. That's it. Yeah. Unless we get him. Yeah,
we're gonna have to. Was aiming for the fence, wasn't he? He's swinging for the he's thinking big, man. He went for the big fish first. Yeah. I love it, buddy.
I was hoping Mack, man. I was hoping Khalil Mack, because even though he's a little bit older, man, 17 sacks last year, I'd have took that all day long. But so looking at eight though, assuming we keep that one, which we should, I can see I not that we won't. Because we know Terry likes to be BPA, right? But I can't see it making a ton of sense if we go receiver there. Even if Malik Nabers is there, which is, you know, rumored to be or projected to possibly be even better than Justin Jefferson. I get it. But if we really don't go out and sign an edge, and Dallas Turner is there or Jared Verse is there, take your pick. I got to go one of those guys, man. Because I just haven't. We got to have some edge presence there. We don't know if Bud Dupree is coming back. We don't know if Calais is coming back. You know, Lorenzo Carter is not really a pass rusher. He's great in the run game. He's not really a good pass rusher. You know, we're going to see Ebiketti rushing the passer this year back in the 3-4. We might see D'Angelo Malone doing it. We hope so. We don't know. The dude played special teams all last year. Didn't even get on the field playing defense. So, you know, we've got some – we don't know what Troy Anderson's role is going to be yet. Is he going to be rushing the passer? Is he going to be playing linebacker? So, one of those guys, like I said, Verse – bigger, more, I guess, if you want to say physical type of guy, like he's been compared to Josh Allen with the Jaguars. And then you've got Dallas Turner, who's been compared to Von Miller. I will take either one of those guys. If that's what they turn out to be, okay. Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, Mike, would you go edge at eight now at this point?
You must. And I don't know who to get. I don't watch college, but. You must, because that's the glaring hole. It's a few holes, but that's the glaring one. You know what I'm saying? So you got to go there first. I think that got to be priority, especially now that you got the quarterback. So, but the question is, John, you would know, is there somebody that's great that will still be there at eight?
Both of those guys could be. Because if we got three quarterbacks going 1-2-3, Joe Walt's probably going off the board sometime before eight. One of those receivers probably going off the board. There's a good chance that,
So one of
those guys, one of those guys will be there,
Must.
So,
yeah.
And Smitty brought up a good point, and Ron might've said it earlier in the chat. I missed it, but about Chase Young. And if you can get Chase for a good price, now that's important to me because, Chase has been just hit or miss. I know he got injured up in Washington, but he has the drive. He got benched for Christ's sake last year in the playoffs because his effort, So if you are going to tell me we're going to get him on a good price and he's going to be giving us 100% effort, okay. But like, he hasn't been that second pick in the draft since we, since he's been in the league. You know what I mean? So like, that would, if we get him for a good deal, I'm all about it. But he is one of the guys that's out there still. So, and so is Jadeveon Clowney. But again, not really a pass rusher type of guy. Like, you know, like he's, you know, more of a run type of guy. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's probably James. Are you doing edge, corner? What are you doing?
I'm doing edge. I mean, I agree with Mike 100%. I mean, that is a glaring hole. You don't know what's going to happen with Campbell. I mean, hopefully he comes back, gives us another year, maybe two. Doubt it. Year at best.
Right.
It's just a glaring hole, you know. And I've been hearing, you know, kind of word on the street, you know, is Dallas Turner's not their top guy. I think they're thinking, you know, Verse potentially, you know, if he sneaks there. But, you know, if you look at Dallas Turner's film playing for Crimson Tide, I mean, he's a solid player. I mean, Will Anderson kind of light, not as good, but pretty darn good. So I think they have to go edge there. I really do. Mm-hmm. You know, Phillips played pretty well at the end of the season last year. Kind of took Bakuda's place or whatever else. You know, AJ Terrell's still with us. Corner, I think we can get third, fourth round. Got to go edge, I think. So,
Matt?
I'm 100%. Edge has got to be. Yeah, we got to find the way to make that outside work for sure.
You go with either guy or you got a favorite?
Nah, I mean, I don't. I just want to see somebody move quick. Let's get to it. Let's put some pressure on it. That's it. Yeah. That's all I want to see.
If y'all saw how Dallas tested at the combine, the dude has longer wingspan than Kyle Pitts, and he's three inches shorter.
That's crazy.
He's a freak of an athlete. I mean, he's 1,000,
2,000, 1,000, 3,000. Like, just let's put some pressure on somebody.
Yeah.
And as I mean, and look, Josh Robinson from Penn State had a good combine too, and he is a guy that. You know, watching him, like, he won a lot on speed. Like, his get off the line was just amazing. Like, he can get off there faster than anybody. But the only thing was, that's kind of was his only move. So, you know, that's something, like, I don't
– Vic Beasley,
exactly. Yep.
Y'all said it. That's a name I can't physically
yeah,
say.
Yeah, y'all won't even say the name. He would throw up in his mouth at the very thought.
So yeah, I mean that's the only thing. I mean, corner is an option. I mean, it is because there will be some, but like James said, this draft's pretty deep in corners. So yeah, you can probably get one later on if you want. You know, I don't think QB is going to be an option, even if it's like a JJ McCarthy, whatever. I don't think that's what they're going to do now. They may do it later in the draft, which would make sense. You know, like we said, Taylor still here. I don't know. Like, to me, I guess there's a better chance Taylor sticks around, but for that money though, like I don't know, man. Like I
don't cut him, Johnny Yates, hometown guy. Come on, Johnny Yates, have a heart, Johnny Yates. The Bless Your Heart boys on. You got to have a heart during this one episode.
I would have cut him a week and a half ago, dude. He'd have been my first phone call. I'd be like, hey, those two games last year.
Johnny Yates, cold-blooded, man.
The $6 million ain't
gonna happen. I love Taylor, man. But he did suck last year, so I would understand, especially for the money, like you say.
Yeah, I mean, it just depends on that. I mean, you know, overall, $6 million's not terrible for a backup quarterback. It's just, especially, you know, but with Dez gone, like, that's the thing. Like, you know, you got to have another quarterback in the room. So, you know, I don't think you're going to draft two rookies, so you'd have to go out and find another cheaper type of, you know, backup. And do you really want to do that? So I don't know. Like the Rams just didn't care about their backups for war. They didn't, I mean, it didn't, I didn't even know who they were. Except they brought in, like, you know, Wentz for a bit. Baker came in. Like, they would just sign guys when they needed them. They were just hoping that, you know, Stafford just stayed healthy so that we could do that route. You never know. But who knows, man. So as far as like the second round, I mean, also, there's a chance we could trade back, boys. There's a chance that, I mean, we could trade back 10, 11, 12 and pick up another pick, which I'd be cool with. Look, if you can still get your guy at that point, all right. I mean, he hasn't been a big trade back guy since he's been here, but, I mean, maybe this is a year that, you know, some team comes up and, like, hey, man, like, maybe Minnesota comes up. Like, I made him.
Who else comes with Kurt?
Yeah.
We might do that. I mean, obviously, you know, with Ridley, you know, kind of waiting past the deadline, you know, we got a third rounder for him, you know, missed out on a second rounder, but nice to have. Maybe we do trade back, you know, maybe we get another second round or whatever else. I mean, this is going to be an interesting draft. I mean, you're right. There's a lot of kind of defensive talent that's kind of out there. It's not a super strong draft offensively, I don't believe, other than the quarterbacks going high. It's going to be kind of weird there. Some good offensive linemen out there, but I think I think we could. And I think if we have the opportunity, I think we probably should.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Mike. Y'all swinging for the fence. I absolutely love it, man. Let's go.
Yeah, MW is happy, buddy.
MW, Hall of Famer.
All right, man. So I think, Mike, I think you had something for our guest tonight. Did you not?
You know I had something special for the boys, man.
Oh, let's go.
Okay. So I got a game special for the boys, right? It's called Bless Your Heart. You know, we gonna call this one Bless Your Heart. The boys in the building. So I got a few questions for y'all. These are gonna be rapid fire questions. We're gonna start with Matt. You answer first, and then we're gonna go that way. All right, so here we go. Y'all ready? These are random wild questions. Rapid fire.
Random.
Let's go. Okay. What is the wildest rumor you ever heard about yourself?
Wildest rumor I've ever heard about myself?
True or untrue, about your own self.
Oh, the wildest rumor I've ever heard about myself was that I was, dude, as big as I am, I'm 260 pounds. I spent most of my time on the football field at the 50-yard line. I was a marching band guy. I was told that I put bubblegum in the tuba in marching band when I was in high school.
Did you put bubblegum in that
tuba? It wasn't me, man. But
you laughing, though. But you laughing while you say it wasn't you.
I know who did it. I know who did it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Wildest rumor. That's what happened.
I love it. Yeah. All right.
So I played basketball at Springer High School. I was all county a few years. I got a basketball scholarship, University of Massachusetts at Boston, Division II school. And I had one exceptionally good game. I scored about 20 a game in college. I broke kind of the school record. I scored 44 points in the game. Well, that 44 points. Okay, that 44 points went from 44 to 54. 65. I mean, it was crazy. I'd bet people walk up to me. I'd be downtown Boston kind of hanging out, having a pint, whatever, with my buddies. And guy walk up like, hey, man, I heard you put 60 up the other night. And at some point, you're like, all right, cool. I sure did. You can go get me another one.
He was the one spreading the rumor.
Right. I didn't hear that rumor. I was like, whatever. That's cool.
Hey, Gabriel, all right, y'all,
go to the next one.
Hey, Mike.
Superman has to fight Thanos. Who's winning?
Superman has to fight Thanos?
Yep. One-on-one.
Thanos with the rings, baby.
Ooh, that's the hook. James, what you got?
Man, the right hook with the rings. You cannot go against the Man of Steel. You can't do
Come
it.
Come on, man. You can't
do it.
You say Superman.
Superman all day long. No kryptonite in the house.
The Superman. Lightning.
No kryptonite. And I love thunder. It.
Kryptonite all takes right, you out of the ninth. In the ninth by TKO.
I love it. All right, I got another one. What's the funniest movie you ever seen in your life?
Funniest movie I've ever seen in my funniest entire movie life.
Ever seen in your life.
Go ahead, James. Hit me. I know you know it.
All right. So I've got a cousin that was born on the same day as me. She was my 4-year-old birthday gift. I love Andrea. Shout out to her. She's awesome. She lives up in Charlotte. Asked me to come up one weekend. We're going to hang out, do our thing. And she's like, come on up. So I did, drove up, and I got in the house, and she's like, you got to sit down and watch this movie. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, it's this new movie that came out. There's a guy named Jim Carrey in it, and it's called Ace Ventura Pet Detective. And I was like, okay. I'm like, whatever. I don't care. Dude, I sat down, and I laughed until I was crying. I thought that was the first time I saw it, one of the funniest movies I've ever seen. And just for the memory, I'm going to go with that.
I love it. Ace Ventura. Classic.
Bro,
Matt, what you got?
So the reason why I had to hold out is because I know my wife is going to be watching this thing eventually, and we've been married for – and I have told her my entire life, and James this, my entire friendship with him is that I hate this movie. But I have to say Dumb and Dumber has to be the funniest movie I've ever seen. And here's the deal. I have told them for days that I just cannot stand that thing. But I'm going to go out on – this is my secret upset. I'm just like, I love it. I think it's the funniest movie I think I've ever seen.
You heard it here first. Out of your falcon mind. You heard the
Mockingbird, baby.
Hey, I love it. Damon said, what's up, fellas? Question, who's got the best beard? It's got to be either – one of the James or Matt, because mine's a baby beard right now. Mine's growing
and
back.
And so is mine. I don't even have one.
Matt wins that hands down every time, man. That beard he's got the black.
It's pretty damn immaculate, man.
Stash and the perfect Santa Claus coming down. I mean, come on, man. That thing is fire. Lit up.
Oh, man, I got another great one for you. I'm still bombing. Let's go. I got a great one for you.
Now, hit it.
If you have a son or a daughter, I need you to bring to mind one of them. Okay? Just picture one of them. They come to you and they tell you they have a crush on the best looking person in school and that they want to shoot their shot at that person. That I want to say something to them. I'm nervous because it's the best looking person in school, but I really like them. I want to say something to them, but I'm nervous. And they come to you. What are you telling your kid in that moment? Like girl or boy, whoever you brought to mind, what are you telling them as their advice? Are you telling them don't do it? Like, what are you going to tell your kid in that moment? Or are you telling them you better go do it? And this is what to say. What you saying?
I'm going big or going home, baby. We're going big or going home. You take it all. You swing for the
fences. I love
it. You swing for the fences. You know why? Because there's going to be plenty of fish in the sea.
Rise up out of your fucking mouth.
You go big or go home. But that's I got an older boy. So I don't know who James is thinking about, but I got two.
Okay, great.
So,
so go ham. I love it. James.
Our job as parents, man, is to stand behind and lift our kids up and let them go catch those dreams, baby. I'd be like, son, go do it. Make it happen.
Hey, swing for the fence. I love
swing, baby.
And my son will do it too. So I don't worry about it.
You got a son, Johnny Yates. What you saying?
What you telling Liam?
Y'all already know. 100%. 100%.
All day.
Swing for the fence, Liam. I love it.
Him, Liam.
All right. Here go the next one. You got three choices. Which one you living in? If you could choose from a beach house, you know, you got a beach house on the beach. You got a high rise in the middle of downtown that's like overlooking the city. Or you got a log cabin in the woods. Which one you choose?
I know what James is going to choose. My wife would choose the beach. And because that's happy wife, happy life, bro. That's just the way it goes. That's just what it is. So that's it.
Man, I hit the beach for like 3 days. I got sand running up my crack, man. I got sunburn all over my face. I'm sick of being there, man. I can't fly my slides. I'm burning my feet in the sand. No, it ain't going to be the beach house. I'm going to the log cabin because you know what? I deal with people every day, all the time. And one of these days, I'm going to scoop up my little lady. We're going to put something in the car, and we're going to go to the woods, and you ain't never going to see me again.
I love it.
Go to the mountains. Go to the mountains.
I love it. Oh, bye-bye. I got a good one. Oh, I got a good one for you. Mm. You are in a band. You got to be in a band. You have to be in a band. You have to choose three musicians to be in the band with you. Let's go.
Okay.
That's a good one.
John's playing the electric guitar.
Love it.
Oh, love it. That first bit, you got to love
James,
it.
James is playing the kit. He's got
Let's
the drums.
Let's go, James.
And, I mean, I minored in vocal performance, so I think I might sing.
I love it. No, so
it's over.
You got to pick three to be with you.
So you got one more.
So you got one more.
You in the band.
Can you play the spoons, Mike?
Man, I'll play a fork.
You my know. Man, let's I don't go. Even know
what right, you I'm talking done. About, man? Come on, let's go.
Man,
let's
I ain't going after. It. I ain't going after no scrubs in my bed. I'm gonna get bigger than that.
James,
I'm gonna go.
You haven't heard John play.
I don't need John to, man. I can find somebody else. I'm gonna go. Chad Sexton from 311 on the drums. Only because.
Love it.
I've been to his concert so many times, and all I do because I play the drums is just stare at him. I can't stop. So I'm with Chad Sexton. I'm gonna throw in. Gosh, man, who do I want to sing for me? Matt would be a good choice, but I can't choose Matt.
Prince.
I'm gonna go. Lead singer. That's a tough. I'm gonna go Prince as my lead singer because the guy can just shred. He's amazing. And I'm going to go with Geddy Lee from Rush as my bassist only because I think he's
fantastic.
The best bassist ever.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Okay. I love it. All right. Hold on, y'all. I got two more.
Wait, hey, where are you going? Who are you going with?
Huh?
Who are you going with? Who's your three?
Oh, I'm going Tupac, Lil Wayne, and King Von. I'm going hood with it.
Let's go.
A
A purely rap tour, no music. You just play beats, you just rap.
My I love man.
It. So, man, so I got a great one for y'all. Now, y'all watch the game, and I'm sure that y'all watch the Falcons and a lot of other teams. You see the rules. Sometimes you agree, sometimes you don't. I need to know one rule you would change in the NFL. What if you could change one of the penalties or one of the rules? What would you choose to change?
The one rule I would change.
I would
the completion all the way through the end zone. I mean, I just
what like, do you mean?
The fact that they just change their mind every time you go in and you catch the ball and you bring it all the way in, it's always up to the ref at the end of the
okay.
The completion all the way through. It's like there's got to be a determining factor. Like I've never understood why they just decide on their own whether it's a yes or no. There's got to be definitive evidence.
Yeah.
What is it? It never makes. Are they on the butt? Are they on their back? Or is it elbow? I mean, just tell me what it is for real.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And stick
completion
to it.
Completion all the way through the catch. Tell me what that is for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's maddening.
T.O. would be mad. I'm just saying.
I don't know if that's Curb Your Enthusiasm on HBO. Larry David, there's a show with him in it. One of his episodes where they ask him that question and he goes, get rid of the kicker. Why do we have a kicker? Doesn't make any sense. The guy gets up there, he kicks the ball out of the end zone. Nothing ever happens. Why do we need it? The game is determined by whether or not this little skinny little dude that can't play football, can't run, can't catch, can't throw, might be able to kick the ball a little bit, determines the outcome after these the best athletes in the world.
Scott Norwood.
It doesn't make any sense. It's nonsense. Mm-hmm. Get rid of the kick. Get rid of the whole kicking game. Revamp it. Figure out something else.
Oh, man. So, listen, man, I got to chime in on this one. I would take off the hitting the quarterback in the head. When you can't – but that's so unfair. I have to jump like this. I'm trying to swat the ball. Yeah. I'm going to bring – what am I supposed to do like that? Come on, man. That's ridiculous. So, last one, guys. Last one.
And whether it's Ritter or Tom Brady. You know, it depends on who it is.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, because if it's Tom Brady or Drew Brees, I say you can punch him in the head with no penalty.
100%.
I say you get yards. I say you get 5 yards if you do it. 100%. So, last one, guys, last one. I need to know a product you swear by. Just one thing that you have in your house that you use that you just like, this is my shit, and you should know about it, is what?
We're wearing them. It's the new era. The new era cap is where it's at, man.
There you go.
Crispy, I love it.
New Era is 100. That's the only cap that you can buy. New Era. That's
That thing crispy too, man. I'm gonna be honest, man. That thing, it looked like you bought it today, sir.
There it is.
I love it.
I got my wife last Christmas bought me this massager. I don't even know what brand it is. I don't know. I don't know anything about it, bro. I don't know. I couldn't tell you anything. It's got 3 speeds. It's got that deep tissue. When I'm hurt a little bit, I slap that thing, dude. That I swear by that thing. I'm gonna figure it out and I'm gonna send it to you. It's amazing.
You got it, dude. I love it.
It's the best.
Bless your heart, boys. You got to love the boys. You got to play the game when the boys on the show. All
right, Mike and John, I got a question for you. So we do, on our podcast, we do a little bit of a, you know, national whatever day. Like, every day has its own day. All right? Yeah. Today is National Potato Chip Day.
Ooh.
When you go to the closet, you go to open up the cupboard, what chip are you going to munch on, man? What is it?
Kettle cooked. Original potato chips.
Good. Oh, yeah, man. I like the jalapeno, but you know, we go to regular. I like it.
It's something about kettle cooked. I don't know what it
is. It's good.
It's good. It just tastes better.
How crispy they are.
That crunch.
Yeah.
You feel like a man when you hear that crunch, like you eating a squirrel live from the forest.
100%. John, what you munching on, John?
I like jalapeno ones too. I'm a salt vinegar guy too. I can do that all day long. All
right.
But like recently though, I've been on this. Y'all seen these Florida chips from Whole Foods? Y'all seen this?
No.
So they're kind of Whole Foods.
I'm stopping at Kroger, bro.
I'm over at Aldi, man. I'm trying to get in.
Golly.
I just happened to see it the other day, man. And like, it's kind of like Doritos, but they're like they're corn chips, but dude, they've got the seasoning on it. It's ridiculous, and they have salsa too that goes with it. Okay. Like I could legit eat the whole bag. So yeah, check it out.
Oh, yeah, I gotta try that out.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah, the next time I'm at Whole Foods, John, I'll check that out, bro.
Yeah,
you can just order online. Go pick it up. So yeah, there you go. Man, Smee said, Yannick. Yeah, I forgot about Yannick and Gakwe still out there too. Sure. Yeah,
fast for us. Let's go.
That could be too. He said Kyrie Jackson, nice option. CB2, yeah, that's too as well. And then A1 man, Chris said Kenyon Mitchell had a hell of a combine. Nate Wiggins, Max Melton, Ennis Jr. Yep, Jackson from Oregon. Man, there's so many chances, man. The Nerd King, what's up, buddy? He says, would you rather trade or free agency for a cornerback and safety? I would go corner in a draft, and if we could go get Jordan Fuller still somehow, I would just do that right now. Jordan Fuller, there's quite a few safeties we could go grab right now that would be an upgrade from Richie Grant, because I am officially off Richie Grant's fan club. I don't know about you guys, but I'm no longer a member. So,
man, I got a question.
Last year he was so slow, man. He was a step slow.
I couldn't do it anymore. Yeah.
So hold on, I got a good question, y'all. I just want to ask y'all, if you for the first pick in the second round, if there was a quality cornerback, like a good cornerback, and it was a good quarterback, who would get your priority in that situation for the first pick in the second round?
I would probably take the corner, Mike, only because by quality, what do you mean? You mean like a McCarthy, a Penix, something like somebody?
Yeah, like a quad, yeah.
Whatever.
Deion available?
Man, I might take a shot. I might take a shot at Penix, man. Honestly, the guy can flat out throw the football. If you can put a line in front of him that keeps him upright, he is accurate. I might take a shot at him.
Okay. Matt?
I'm with him. I mean, I think that we've got to find somebody that can bring us to the – I think we're going to get to the promised land. We're going to the Super Bowl. But who's that next person to come up behind? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tom Brady was the backup. Who's the next guy?
Yeah, Kirk is the bridge, really. He's going to be good, but he's really the bridge. He's the
one that's going to get us there right now. But who's the guy that's going to come behind him and see what it's about? And I think that's the reason why Ritter's got a great deal where he's at right now. He gets to sit back behind somebody and watch it all go down.
The problem is for every Brock Purdy that's out there, there's 15 or 20 Des Ritters. I mean, you just don't know, you know, really what you're going to get in that situation. So I've seen enough of Penix on paper, film, and when he was in Indiana. I mean, Indiana, he's single-handedly won games for them, period.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. And then moving over to Washington, I mean, I think – he's a guy that I think, even though he's had some injuries or whatever else, foundationally, you put him behind Cousins for a year or two, he's going to be mature. I think he could play for 5 to 6 years after that. I don't know. I just put it out there. So.
Yeah, that's
98.
I would have some pause if it's one of those guys. If it's Penix there, something like that. If you're telling me CB,
but like a really good corner too.
Yeah, I'm saying if you're telling me like it's a CB that could like slide into CB2 like day one, then I might go CB there. Yeah, I might go corner there if it's that type of guy, and then end up still taking a quarterback later on, like third, fourth, fifth, whatever the hell later on in the draft. Yeah. But that'd be it would definitely be a conversation.
I was just thinking about it. I just wanted to ask you that.
It would be a conversation for sure. Because but Penix is one of like I agree with James. He's one of those few guys I think that, you know, long term he's going to be. As long as he can stay healthy and everything's good, like he's really gonna be a good quarterback.
If we did either one, I wouldn't be sitting back like I do every other draft for the Atlanta Falcons going, what the crap are we thinking?
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, if we did either one of those, I'd be all right.
Exactly. Yeah. And we'll get a few more man questions and we'll get up out of here. Like I said, let's be honest, after the first few days of free agency, fellas, should we take wide receiver Napier or Odunze? Thank you. At 8, or go all in on offense or defense and best player available. So we kind of talked about it a little bit earlier, man. I'm probably going defense. Again, I'm not going to hate it if we get a wide receiver talent like that. I'm like, all right, well.
Man, I'm going to go off the rail. I'm going to go off the rail just a little bit. Okay. We ain't had a defense since 1966. Can we go get a defense? Can we finally just say, you know what?
Dog, we got the offense. We got, especially with Rondale coming, dog. We come on now. We
right.
Have you seen a jail body? Have you seen a jail body with the person real strong up top with the skinny legs?
Yeah.
Please don't be that, because that's who we are. That's who we are right now. We need to work on those legs. Let's get a defense.
I totally agree. Like, you know, why? You know, I told Matt last year we were watching a few games together, and I'm like,
We use the word sponge curtain a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, where's our Danielle Hunter?
Yep.
You know, where's our Chase Young? Where's our this guy? Where are our playmakers on defense? Where are they? It's good that we've got better. Jesse Bates, man. Dude, got my Jesse Bates jersey on right now. Mm-hmm. Great addition. We need a bunch of dudes like that. Give me some more dogs on the defense. Because, look, I mean, yes, defense does not necessarily always win championships, but, man, it don't hurt. We got a good offense. Let's go get a defense, man. I'm tired of being the number 16 defense every year. Let's go get a defense.
Speaking of that, James, I got a better question. With Arthur Smith, the one thing I say about him, I didn't like him as a coach either, but the one thing I will forever thank that man for is before he got here, when I would talk to people about our team, the main thing they think is we were soft. Like it's not a serious, but that team's soft. And he changed that. To me, they played rough. Them boys was hitting. They was fast. They was tougher. They wasn't running out of bounds. You could just see a difference in attitude. He changed the culture of the Atlanta Falcons. The man did do that. Do y'all think that they going to keep that dog in them without him? Do you think it'll be higher with Raheem, or you think it's going to go lower a little bit? It's going to be more skill and finesse, but it won't be that dog. Like, they was turning in. When we used to run that ball, them boys was dogs for Arthur Smith. Like, it was like the Hogs, like the Redskins. You was getting out the way. Them boys was dogs for Arthur. Do y'all think that's going up? Do y'all think that's staying the same, or do y'all think that's decreasing?
I think it's going up. Raheem is full energy, dude. Like, he is full energy. And the fact that we kept Dwayne Leford as our offensive line coach, who don't take no shit and pushes these boys like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, I mean, we're going to go up. Because Raheem, man, Arthur had about as much energy as his desk, all right? Like,
bro, Arthur Smith anywhere close to being able to get that job was Derrick Henry. You put me or you on the field, on the sideline, give Derrick Henry the ball, he's going to run it down the field, and he's going to score touchdowns. That's –
I think you're giving Arthur Smith too much credit. I think
100%.
I think it's Terry Fontenot.
Yes.
You know, Terry's the GM.
Okay,
Terry's,
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, Terry's the draft. You know, he was responsible to bring in the Tyler Allgeier, right? To bring in some of these other landmen.
So who do you think was, like, picking the attitude of the team? Well, was that the coach or the GM, you think, who was picking the attitude? I think that was Arthur, man. I'll tell you, I hate to give him credit, but I think that was Arthur.
Yeah. No, I don't think you're wrong, because, look, when we were at training camp, like, Arthur gets into it. Like, Arthur gets after the boys. Like, and he had the beer
with the fellas. Y'all don't remember the beer? Yeah. Look at Matt. He is not impressed with that beer. He would throw that beer.
All bark, no bite, bro. All bark, no bite.
No, he's an offensive line kind of guy. I mean, I get it. You know, you have to give him some credit. There's no question about it. But also, to me, it's the makeup of the players, man. When Lawrence Taylor was playing for the Giants back in the 80s, did it really matter that it was Bill Parcells that was a head coach? I don't think so.
No, not for Lawrence.
Dude was coked up, going to kill somebody. Yeah. It didn't matter. To me, it's about the players, man. It's about the character of the players. The coach gets some credit for the scheme and certainly getting them motivated. But I think Raheem Morris, man. Dude, that guy impressed me so much. We didn't get a chance to talk about this because we weren't on. But when they first hired him, I'm like, man, we bring him back, Raheem Morris. What are we thinking? And then I watched that press conference, dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm all in. Yep. Like Mike said, when you put the jersey on, you put the jacket on, you put whatever, like, I'm in. And I just think Raheem's going to keep that going because he knows how important it is to win. And he's not going to lose that edge. As a matter of fact, I think the edge might get a little sharper.
That's two. Matt, come on, Matt. You third. You saying going higher, stay the same, or decreasing?
Oh, we're going 100. We're going higher. It's like we're going to play with a chip on our shoulder, bro. We got the ruffles. We're going with a chip on our shoulder. National Potato Chip Day. We playing with a chip on our shoulder.
Yes.
Coming out.
I love it. Super Bowl. You heard? That's four. That's all four agreed. Rise up.
Yeah, man. Because, yeah, because look, with Raheem too, man, there's like, I always, like, told people this, like, man, he was 32 when he got his first head coaching job. Like, yeah, I look back, dude, I mean, I look back when I was 32, like, I wouldn't have been ready to do that. Like, and even, like, even my current profession, like, you grow, like, 15 years is a long time, like, to have that, not have that job, and all of a sudden you get it back, and you've been doing offensive side of the ball, you've still been doing defensive side of the ball, and you've done it for, under different regimes, you've learned. That's a lot of time, man. Like, you can't underestimate how powerful that is, how much he appreciates having this opportunity in Atlanta. He wanted to be here. He wanted to be on this team.
And that Joker's a constant learner, like you said.
Always.
From that press conference, you heard that he was in the room with McVay and all those other guys, and he wanted to be there to learn and understand. And, dude, the people that were in that room, of course, why wouldn't you want to be in that room? And then Kurt was like, the fact that I was even in that room, you know, I'm like, but constant learner, wanting to understand, wanting to get, he didn't have to be there. He wanted to be there. Like, he wants to be here. Rise up. Let's go.
Exactly. All right. Last question, man, from Lana Johnson from Bless Your Heart Boys channel. Checking in. She said, what is the best thing that the Falcons need to be Super Bowl bound? So,
oh, dang.
Hell of a question.
The Out of Your Falcon Mind podcast. As long as we keep going, we going to the Super Bowl. I mean,
they just keep it going. Man,
I don't know how that's relevant, but that has to be it to me.
It has to be. It has to be. I think what the best thing that we need is, go ahead and let's get to game one. That's what we need. We need game one, and that's what we need. We need that right there.
Bro, we need Kirko Frost out on the field. Throwing dimes.
Yes, sir.
If we're fast on dimes, we're going to Super Bowl. Boom.
Let's go.
Yep. Super Bowl.
If the defense can do what they did last year or even improve on that, right? And then, like, maybe even – because we went over 40 sacks last year. We didn't think that was going to be possible. We did. So if we can get some legit pass rusher in here, get a good safety, and you know, maybe get a linebacker or so to you know, kind of build that depth, and we keep that defense. And if Kirk can deliver what we thought we could get last year, which was damn near 30 points a game, if we can do that, then we're looking at 2016 all over again. We're forcing teams to score in the high 20s or 30s to beat us. Like, that's the goal. Because we got all the guys around us. I mean, Kyle Pitts is in for an FU season to everybody who thought he was going to be, and myself included. Like, because I was watching those 22s going, I hope he's hurt still, because, like, he is not moving like the same guy we saw in 21. Yeah. Like, he just wasn't. And he was not cutting out of his breaks fast. And, you know, then it comes out after the season that he had a PCL on top of his MCL. Well, that makes a big difference in how you can cut and how you can't cut. So, like, once I heard that, I'm like, okay, that makes a lot more sense. So the offense is ready.
You know, how do you go from breaking Mike Ditka's all-time, you know, record at passing yards as a tight end your first year to doing nothing?
Exactly.
I mean, he literally, like, you're right. I mean, I watched some of his film or whatever else, some of the breakdown he is. Like, he just wasn't getting out of his break at all. So it'll be good to see this year. I think he's fully healthy. And they showed him squat 650, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, he's ready to go. He's ready to go. Yeah, 100%.
He is going to be used like we've never got to see him at full throttle. We will get to see him at full throttle this season. He got a quarterback who could throw any pass. He got a running back that they have to be scared of. And he going to have threats that they got to be scared of. This is the first time you're going to get to see all that he can do.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
And there, King's questioning your squirrel eating butt.
Eating a squirrel, bro. Let's go.
You, man, that crunch. You feel like a warrior.
Oh, man. All right, boys. Well, like, we're at an hour 30. Yeah, go ahead.
I just do want to say this. Speaking of warrior, I want to talk straight to my man real quick. CP, thank you, man. Dog, because I'm going to be honest. You the first Falcon that I can remember that I felt like truly, well, really since Matt Ryan, that wanted to be in Atlanta. Dog, you wanted to be here. You love the fans. You love the people. You love the city. And that wasn't an act. He was never acting when he was doing that. And your enthusiasm, dog, I don't care if you was on the sideline. You brought electricity to our team, which helped tremendously. I mean, you brought electricity to the stadium, which helped tremendously. You made it fun. We seen you at training camp. He was the first. He was waving with Frank Darby. Him and Frank Darby kind of got the same personality. These are fan favorites. We love y'all, man. And we absolutely thank you, dog. You wanted to be here. We wish you could have retired here and all that. But we absolutely love you, dog. And don't think that you meant a lot, even though the stats may not reflect that you came here and set a world record or nothing. What you meant was not even measurable, bro. It wasn't even measurable. It don't come with fucking stats. Thank you, dog. Thank you from the bottom of the city, and because you meant it and we felt it. We know you meant it, dog. So we love you back, bro. We love you back. That's the GOAT of Atlanta, dog. He wanted to be here. We absolutely love you back, brother.
That's so well said, man. I mean, anything and everything you could want in a player was CPA before, period.
I wish you the best. Hey, so is he quick?
What up? Going on, Kerry. Liam has his jersey. He signed, like, Mike took him, like, and I, like, him and Mike walked over to him during preseason, signed his jersey, signed his hat. Like, the coolest dude, plays catch with people with kids before the game, even on away games. I mean, like, dude is just, I mean, top notch, man. So yeah, big time. And Kerry said, yeah, shout out to CP. He always showed love to the fans with his kindness and his giveaways, pictures, throwing the fans before the game's up. Got to meet him in Miami. Just an awesome person. 100%. So that's a great way, man. That's a good job, Mike. Go ahead and end that thing. So yeah, man. So we're at an hour and a half, man. We've been we've got a lot. It doesn't seem like an hour and a half. It seems like we just started, man. But
the boys in the building.
But look, we got to do this. We got to do this again for sure.
Let's do it.
And we're definitely gonna do this again. But before we get out of here, man, make sure you tell everybody where they can find you, YouTube, social media, all that stuff. And
Yeah, so YouTube, Facebook, Spotify, just check us out. Love to have you guys chime in. I mean, we're on episode 15. This is about as fresh as just you can possibly get.
Yep.
So we love to have you guys, and just want to have the conversation. So we appreciate you guys more than anything in the world. So big old props to you guys.
Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all, brother.
Absolutely, man. Lisa, hey, yeah, absolutely. Good to see you. Lisa. Chase, what's up, buddy?
Chase, what's up?
Hey, Arby's, that's an Albrecht level beard, buddy. It really is. Jeff Albrecht level. That's right there. That's solid. All right, man. So as always, man, y'all can catch us every week. Now, we should be back on our regular schedule now on Thursdays. Mm-hmm. Actually, no. I think, Mike, we talked about it. We may have to switch to Tuesdays because Liam's practice schedule switched up. And as Matt knows, and everybody that's had a kid that plays baseball knows, it's crazy this time of year. So that's going to happen. So we're now at East Cobb on Saturday. We're no longer going to Cumming tomorrow night. So that's already been switched up. Anyway.
Nice.
Yeah, so we may be going Tuesdays, 8:30, somewhere around there, probably after Pound for Pound, does their thing. You know, y'all watch JR and whatnot, and we'll come over and we'll probably do it after that. But either way, it should be once a week at least until things get, really getting going, and then we'll see what the summer brings. And we'll definitely look out. We're going to do some more collabs with these guys, man, and have some fun.
Let's go.
Kerry said, subscribe to their channel. Wishing y'all much growth and success. Love it. Yeah, man. So, again, y'all can email us, atlfalconfancast@gmail.com. Anything you want to talk about, you can ask us anything. We've had several emails. This has had nothing to do with the Falcons, and that's totally fine. We're good with that. If it's not too crazy, we will read it on the show. We had some crazy ones we could not read on the show, so we'll keep it that way. But, yeah, man, Mike, tell everybody where they can find you, buddy.
On the TikTok. I don't know. Just go to TikTok and put in Mike. No, I'm kidding. Go into TikTok and put in Out of Your Falcon Mind, I will pop up. Me and Johnny Yates.
Yeah. We Mike said at the beginning of the show, we took a little break from social media. Like, I wasn't on Twitter that much for the last few weeks, which was kind of good because, like I said, there's a lot of people arguing about the quarterbacks, and that's enough of that, man. I said I've seen enough of it. But hey, shout out to Variety Sports. I've mentioned Variety Sports this entire time. The freaking network that we have on, reason we're on here, man. Check out Variety Sports Network. Make sure y'all subscribe to them. I'll probably be back on seventh inning stretch pretty soon, talking about baseball, talking about the Braves. And then they just every other week, like I said, NBA, college basketball, March Madness getting ready to start up. Man, check them out. They got stuff going on there. So, we're good to go, man. So, again, the guys, thank you all so much for joining us.
Thank you, man. Thanks for coming.
Hey, man, rise up, Atlanta. Let's go.
Let's go. Super Bowl.
That's right. Take us out, Mike.
Out of your Falcon mind. Peace.